I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Bro.
I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
You are?
Yeah! Wow!
I think I gave the guy $20 for yanking me out. Head coach?
Oh my God. What?
All right. We're back. We can all breathe easier. It's the club.
We've all been properly motivated. We're all rowing the boat.
Yep. Mike's agreed to a McDonald's eating challenge tomorrow.
No,
things are looking up.
No. It is not an eating challenge. Mike is not required to do anything. I will simply be bringing in lunch for Mike Lynch to eat. That's all.
And breakfast and dinner.
I don't think we can say that it's an eating challenge.
Oh. Strike that from the record, please.
Yes, that did not happen, Intercom Legal. No. I, as a colleague, am just providing lunch for Mike. It's just going to be a lot of lunch. And, well, maybe
and
he finishes
maybe
it.
He needs to eat it in a certain amount of time.
We'll just see what happens.
Hey, Mike, look at it this way. You get a free lunch tomorrow.
Yes.
True.
And again,
breakfast and dinner.
Yeah, you ain't getting eating dinner either.
No, and I'm not eating before either. So.
Now, the question is, do you think you'll puke?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
He said everyone seems to think that the sodas are going to be the worst part.
Yeah.
Really? The
sodas? So wait. Let's reset.
Looking at the picture.
Let's reset.
Yeah.
Somebody had a picture on social media that was making the rounds because everybody's bored. And it was like, somebody offers you $3,500 to eat this whole tray of food, and you have to do it in 90 minutes. Do you go for it? $3,500 is the reward.
Yeah.
And it's four sodas, of the medium variety, it looks like.
It looks like medium sodas, correct.
Two fries.
Looks medium as well.
How many nuggets?
20 nuggets.
Okay.
And then two double and two single quarter pounders.
Yeah. I mean, it's not too bad.
No.
It could be great.
It's a lot of food, though.
It's a lot of food.
Oh, this, yeah.
I'm going to feel terrible at the end, but I think I can do it.
See, I remember when I was, like, growing up.
Your butthole's not going to be happy.
No. And especially because you're not used to eating like that. You're going to be praying to the porcelain gods.
I haven't eaten fast food in years.
You don't think the sodas will be the worst part?
I wouldn't think so.
I think that will... That just fills your...
It's a lot of bubbles.
Yeah.
I think they'll be helpful to getting the food down, but to finish all of them is going to be difficult.
I remember as a kid, it was not uncommon, I was a big fat kid, that I would do the 10-piece nugget meal and then get like a cheeseburger or like a quarter pounder to go with it.
I think at my heaviest, I would do two Big Macs and a chicken sandwich for my McDonald's meal.
You're not that far off of
which, of course,
that.
Comes with fries. So.
Yeah. You're doubling that up. You're going to feel terrible.
I can probably do it.
Well, you were getting all cocky about it, flexing on Twitter. Yeah. Let's make it happen.
Well, it's happening.
And now he's trying to make demands about having them be diet sodas. You don't make any demands. Just eat it, Tubby.
No, you're kidding.
Just
me.
Keep shoving
you're
them in
me
there.
For diet sodas, because I'm not getting diabetes from this stupid thing.
You don't. That's not how you get diabetes.
The diabetes.
Wilford Brimley is not coming to give you some testing strips for free. Doesn't work that way. You're not going to get the gout because of one time.
You're gonna get me Diet Cokes, okay?
Wow.
The rest of it is part of the challenge.
But. Yeah, Mike's making a lot of demands over there.
All right, I got a text back from Quick. We were talking about the NBA 2K tournament.
Yeah.
Players only. One player representative from each NBA team.
A battle to the death.
Televised.
Right?
Yes, loser has to be given the guillotine.
That's what I'm hearing.
And I asked him who the Blazers' best NBA 2K bro is, but he said he has no idea. He knows that Mario, what's his name? Little? What's that guy's name?
Mario.
Not
Little.
Mario Little. What's Mario?
Mario Hezonja.
Oh, Hezonja, that guy.
Did you just say Mario Little?
Well, what's the rookie's name?
Little.
Nasir, yeah.
Rob's just now combining Blazers.
It's been 3 weeks of no sports, and he's forgotten the
Damian
players on the team.
McCollum, I hear that. That guy's really talented.
Mario Hezonja and Anthony Hardaway play video games a lot. Simons.
Penny Hardaway is on the Blazers?
I thought he was in trouble with Memphis.
Yeah, he's not. It's Simons. Still hooping.
Those guys play the most, but he says he doesn't know who's the best. But he says he is working on a story on Myers Leonard, who is generally considered the best in the NBA at Call of Duty.
Ah. That doesn't necessarily, that doesn't necessarily mean that he's the best NBA player, like NBA 2K. But
no, but Call of Duty, I guess the NBA gods bow to Myers Leonard.
Well, he's on there all the time, and he doesn't wear
so
any...
So does that mean he shoots people? Is that what Call of Duty is?
You are correct.
Yeah.
Right.
He runs around and blows people up while not wearing sleeves. I did see a video today of his wife playing Papa Shot, going two-handed, and it was quite impressive. His wife is a smoke show, and she's... like kind of talented. Like he's got all kinds of videos.
I just feel like they're the perfect couple.
They really are. They're better than you and I and everyone else. And just they're better looking. They're more wealthy. They're
when
more
are they
talented.
Have kids. They need to have kids. They need that needs to procreate.
Yes, that's what this country needs to pull us out of this is little Leonards out there dominating the dojo.
All right. Well,
be the next great NBA family if they have a couple of them.
Like the Berries.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that? One of them shoots free throws underhanded.
Well, the Barrys had what? Like
not exactly like the Barrys.
So between the dad, wasn't there three brothers that played in the NBA?
I believe so.
Brent.
John.
Daddy was Rick.
I think there was one more.
Well, Scooter played at KU, but he wasn't an NBA guy.
I'll look at the... For whatever reason, I thought there were four Barry
Brent,
brothers.
John. Gil.
Gil. Dave. When in doubt, go with Dave.
Cooper.
Cooper Manning? I mean, that's like the first family of the NBA, I would think.
And then Rick has two more kids, doesn't he? The one of them just was playing college ball a couple years ago.
Although all three Antetokounmpos are in the NBA now.
All three?
Yeah.
There's a third one?
Mm-hmm.
Where's he play?
I think two of them are on the Bucks and one is on the Lakers.
Really?
Because there was a game where they took a picture, all three of them together, on the court.
Yeah, there's four sons. There's Scooter.
Yeah, he was the KU guy.
And think about that. The worst of the Barry brothers had played at Kansas. And
you won a title with him.
Yeah, and then you had John, Brent, and Drew.
Wait, no, he didn't.
Hey, Dave was close.
Scooter Barry on that team?
Yeah. So Drew did not have an illustrious career, but he played at Georgia Tech, and then he was in the NBA for, you know, he bounced around a little bit for the Hawks, Sonics, Golden State.
Yeah, Scooter Barry was on the title team with Kevin Pritchard and Danny Manning.
So think about that. He won a national title, and he gets mocked at family reunions for being the least successful basketball Barry.
Dude, that's a talented family.
Seriously, that's
I've
ridiculous.
I've golfed with Brent Barry. That guy can golf.
Yeah.
He's great. Now, Rick's a little sideways, right?
Well, he's just...
He's super opinionated.
Well, he thinks a lot of himself, and he, you know... Supposedly, he wants to coach, and no one lets him coach because everyone hates him. But, I mean...
Yeah, he seems like a tough one to like.
Yeah, but at the same time, the guy's in the Hall of Fame. The guy was ridiculous. I don't know of another family in sports that has a better... Well, the Mannings. But again, they don't have the sheer numbers of the Barrys, but Archie was good. And
the
then,
Matthews?
Yeah, Matthews are pretty good because you got Clay, Bruce, and then... who's the...
What's his nuts?
The linebacker. Bruce Matthews is the old lineman, and then the
Casey Matthews.
I mean, that's so you've there, got you've got two brothers and multiple kids.
Isn't it Jake Matthews too?
Oh yeah,
the old lineman. Same family?
Yeah, all the same family. Well, but
don't think there aren't more to come too.
But that's brothers. The two brothers produced those kids.
Oh.
So it's not from it's one family, but it's not all from one dad.
Did you say the Currys?
Yeah.
Del, Steph, and Seth.
Yeah, but they've only got three.
As we just talked about a family that had four.
Yeah. Again.
Can I read you something?
Yeah.
I was just reading about Scooter Berry.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
He's diving into KU basketball.
Kansas Jayhawk.
In the club.
Well, his name is Scooter.
He was awesome. I remember him.
What's his real name?
His real name is Richard Francis the Fourth.
Richard.
Dick Francis.
All right.
Would you rather go by Dick or Scooter?
I'm going to go with Dick. I think Dick is more of a power one. Like, you respect Dick when he rolls up, but I have a hard time taking you seriously if I meet you and you say, hey, nice to meet you. My name's Scooter.
Scooter Berry has been a coach for 19 teams.
What?
Okay, yes. I'm going to name the 19 teams. Stop me when you recognize one.
All right.
Okay? This could be the most obscure basketball coaching career of all time. The San Jose Jammers.
Nope.
The Erie Wave.
Nope.
The Nashville Stars.
Nope.
A second run with the Jammers. They couldn't get enough. S.G. Braunschweig.
Nope.
Tau Ceramica.
Nope.
The Wichita Falls Texans.
What?
Wichita.
Yeah.
Is that in Texas?
That's in Texas, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wichita Falls.
Okay.
I thought it was a city in Kansas.
Yeah, I was like,
Wichita is in Kansas. Wichita Falls is in Texas.
Okay.
Fort Wayne Fury.
I feel like maybe... Is that...
No, you have not.
Is that a G League team?
Well, I think a couple of these have been G League teams.
They're CBA.
Then no, I can't.
CBA?
Then no.
Yeah.
I thought that was like the fourth level of the NCAA tournament.
I stand corrected. For whatever reason, I thought Fury sounded somewhat familiar.
The Yakima Sun Kings.
Oh, yes. The Yakima Sun Kings.
Probably should have heard of that.
What says Yakima like sun?
I'm not going to lie. I wish I had a Yakima Kings. Sun Kings t-shirt. In fact, I'm going to go online.
Sun or King. Which doesn't fit with Yakima the most? Suns or Kings?
I think we might go with King. I don't think any Kings live in Yakima.
The Southeast Melbourne Magic.
Oh, yeah.
Not just the Melbourne Magic, the Southeast Melbourne Magic.
The Herfner Löwen.
Back to Germany.
Sounds like
he
had the. He went over to Germany for a bit.
Well, he also was at Braunschweig, which I think is
German. Yeah,
he goes back to SG Braunschweig. Then he goes to Gießen 46ers.
What?
Not to be confused with the 49ers.
No, he was not the head coach of the 49ers.
Then he goes to Media Broker Messina.
That's a team?
Followed by FC Mulhouse Basket. I'm not making this up.
These are all real.
Then his last four stops have been Cholet Basket.
Mm-hmm. You think he's still waiting for
Spiro Charlelode?
You think he's waiting for that big break? Someone's going to see that Charlelode record and offer him a job.
Tenerife Club de Baloncesto.
Yeah.
That's in Spain.
Spain.
Yeah, Spain. That's what
I was
going to
say. Portugal, but sure.
And then Baloncesto León.
Boy.
So,
ladies and gentlemen, the coaching career of the great
Scooter Berry.
Scooter Berry. That's unbelievable.
The only one I may have heard of is the Braunschweig team, but not for basketball.
So
I feel
he
like
is,
they're like the second level of German soccer or something.
He's a CBA champion. He won the NCAA title in 88 with Kansas as a player. He was a CBA champion in 1995 with the Yakima Sun Kings. Or maybe, Yakima Sun Kings. And then he was a champion of the Belgian League in 2004 with one of those that I couldn't pronounce.
Mm. Now, unfortunately, it appears that the Yakima Sun Kings may have gone belly up in 2019. It says that the Sun Kings are planning to sit out the upcoming 2020 season. So
Sitting it out, huh?
This from the
That's controversial.
This from the Yakima Herald. Yeah, they're going to sit out the upcoming season. The owner says that
the reduced schedule
and lack of regional rivals puts a financial burden on the team, so they're just going to punt.
You can just sit it out, huh?
Yeah. On the plus side, maybe the Yakima Sun Kings were ahead of the curve because, you know, this basketball season, you know, may not finish. So the Yakima Sun Kings saw this coming and were like, eh, we don't need to be a part of this.
What if American sports teams could just quit?
Just stop? Be like, we're going to be really bad this year, so no.
Do you think that would ever happen? Like, well, a team just like, you know what? F this. We're not showing up.
Well, I think it does happen at the lower levels. Who would be the most likely of the major
four?
Yeah, who would be, what team would, do you think the Warriors this year would just be like, you know what?
I was thinking like
we're
maybe,
used to championships.
I was thinking like the Marlins.
I was thinking teams who would be in financial issues. Who would just be like, ah, screw it, we're not going to run
We're
the
saving
anymore.
Money by shutting her down.
Yeah, the Marlins, they don't want any payroll anyways. Like, just give us the revenue sharing and we'll see you again. We'll see you in 2021. We're out. By the way, I'm looking to see if I can still purchase a Yakima Sun King shirt.
By the
so
way,
far, I'm not finding it.
Do you remember Stephen Godfrey? He was the guy who was talking about the Bagman story.
Yeah.
He's a writer. He did a big old Mike Lynch flex on Twitter about the McDonald's challenge.
Really?
He says he'd do it in 20 minutes. He wants somebody to donate the 35. He wants to raise the 3,500 and then give it to people in Nashville, like restaurant employees who are out of work, which is a good idea.
Is he a big fat guy, or?
No, he's not. He was just like, dude, I could do this in 20. I think a lot of people see that and go, ah, no problem.
So did Jeff Rust. He was like, what am I going to do with the other 70 minutes?
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, now, tomorrow, question.
Yeah.
Do you want me to try to do it as fast as possible or just do it in the allotted lunchtime?
I think you need to do it in 90 minutes.
Okay, but you're not saying, like, how fast can you eat it?
No.
Yeah, okay.
That's gross.
Well, the whole thing is gross. Just
what are we, heathens?
Yeah. Just, and remember, this is not a contest.
Yeah.
Officially, no, this is just one co-worker bringing another one lunch.
Eating lunch together on the air, guys.
Yes, just intercom legal. I'm not challenging him in any way. I'm just bringing Mike lunch.
All right.
And dinner.
We got a break. I got some stuff coming up.
I'm still trying to find a Yakima Sun King
shirt. What kind
of
stuff?
Some good stuff. Good content. Good, good stuff.
Hashtag content.
Generic. 620 on the Fan.
To you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today. And here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
I was just reading about a sports bettor in Nevada who won $10,000 on a $50 10-team ping pong parlay.
Ping pong still going on?
Yeah, table tennis is going on.
Where at?
China?
Boy, I'll tell you what. That's
is that wrong?
Gambling is fantastic.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. Find a way in to gamble on ping pong, like in a Chinese ping pong, and it's a parlay?
This was in Ukraine.
Oh. Hot Ukraine ping pong tournament.
Yeah, he had a 10-team parlay. He had Skachenko, Bachovsky, Marchuk, Musiuk, Ivashkin, Ivenchko, Kerbrock, Telnoy, and Menchenko.
Anyone else blown away by the fact that, like, you can't even get 10 teams like in the XFL? They got 10 plus professional ping pong teams?
I'm sorry, excuse me, what?
Yeah.
What?
These are players. And they were all...
Can we not gloss over the fact that he just called it ting-tong instead of ping-pong?
I corrected.
You misspoke, Mike. What are you going to do? Clip it out and make fun of him all the time by playing it?
Over and over again.
Like, what show would do that to its host?
Don't challenge me.
This is a conversation that I've tried to have.
You feel like a total idiot.
Yeah, you pretty are.
I did.
It's
quite many days.
The era has become.
This is much ado about not a whole
a
lot of nothing.
God.
They were all favorites. Now, this guy may be onto something. He's like, ah, man, ping pong, favorites always win.
I guess maybe.
I'm going to try that.
When in doubt, just take the favorites. But 10 seems like an awful lot.
Yeah, $50.
Man, good for him, man.
10 G's, man.
I don't know what to bet on at this point.
That'll help him fight the COVID.
10 G's? Can you buy some ventilators on the open market? like New York's trying to buy ventilators and they can't because some dude won a bunch of money betting on Ukrainian ping pong and he's snatching them all up.
And table tennis is on scoreboard, if you're wondering. Although some people have been saying the scoreboard app is down. I don't know. I haven't checked it because, well, yeah, there's nothing going on.
Nothing to bet on, so I don't know.
Maybe they're doing some updating.
Maybe they're taking the time now to, you know, upgrade. It is weird, though. You go to different countries and you find out what's popular. Like, when I lived over in Scotland, I was blown away by snooker and darts.
Yeah.
It was on TV more than anything else.
Snooker.
Yeah, no matter what time of the day you turned it on, and it was like, well, here's a snooker tournament, and people would lose their S over darts, but I guess darts now. I saw an HBO Real Sports piece on this. Darts is like a huge deal over there, and they play it in front of like 15, 20,000 people. They're playing in big arenas, and it's like a rock show. They do like EDM music, and it's a whole thing, man.
I had a snooker phase in my life.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Why?
That's a good question. I don't know. Because there was a snooker table.
I think at your frat or something?
And we drank a lot, you know?
Okay.
No, I think there was one down at... it had a snooker table in the old... What's that bar underneath the... What's the concert...
What's the concert venue? Colorado Rockies?
Right downtown there.
The concert venue.
Yeah, the place where they go to the concerts and everybody dances.
What the hell are you talking about?
Oh my God.
Roseland, Keller, the Schnitz.
No, the big one. Starland
Ballroom.
Crystal Ballroom.
Okay.
Crystal Ballroom? Yeah. What's the bar under the Crystal Ballroom? They used to have a snooker table in there.
Okay. Well, I think it's just the...
And it's the McMiniman's bar.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's a McMiniman's. I don't know what it's called.
I think
called,
it's called the Ringler or something.
Ringlers? I think you're right.
They used to have one, and we'd play in it. So I got hooked on it.
That's...
Kind of a cool game. It lasted, you know, maybe a couple months.
Did you go through a hacky sack phase as well?
Never got into hacky sack.
Play some frisbee bra, did you?
I was pretty good at pool.
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone at some point in their life has gone through a pool phase.
I could play pool. Darts, I never really played all that much.
Again, if you were in a frat or you went to college or, I don't know, you just were 18 at one point, I feel like everyone has gone through some sort of obscure sport. And I get that's a strong word. Let's just say an activity, right?
Did you ever play, what was that game, where you throw like the frisbee football game?
The frisbee. Ultimate frisbee?
Ultimate frisbee.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun.
Ultimate frisbee is fun. Fun.
It's very fun.
It's along with kind of like Ting Tong, it's fun. Yeah, we had an intramural team, but then we got banned. My team got banned from all intramural sports, which I feel was a bit of a rash decision on the part of Brigham Young University to ban us from all sports simply due to one minor incident in basketball. I felt that it was a bit harsh.
Now, you may not have had this at BYU, but do you remember the college, like the nights out, like the Friday nights where you'd put the quarters on the table and it'd be a packed bar? And...
Yeah, we didn't have that at BYU.
Well, that's what I just said. Yeah. It's like, you probably didn't experience this, but a lot of people can relate to the team. There's a two guys like running the table and nobody can beat him, and then you put your quarters up there and you take a run at him and then you get him, and then if you don't, then there's a fight and then chairs break and people puke. It's great.
Welcome to college.
College, man.
And you paid like, what, 26 grand a year for that?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
But it only costs a dollar.
Oh, so it's a great value.
Yeah.
It's all right with the world.
Or maybe 50 cents. I think pool was 50 cents at that time.
Well, you still do that if you go down to bars. You still put your quarters on the table.
Is that still a thing?
That's still a thing.
You line the quarters up underneath the collar, and then you go by in order of, and then there's the team that, or the guys that are owning the table, stay on the table, and
you are
they
correct,
take
sir.
All comers. That's still a thing.
That's still a thing. Still
Mike,
happens.
You ever done that? Probably not.
No.
Mike plays in video game tournaments. Times have changed.
Yeah, I don't know. Again.
I played beer pong, but that was it.
Beer pong. See, beer pong was not around when I was in college. We didn't play beer pong.
Some of my best friends had a beer pong table in their apartment, so whenever we went there on the weekends, it just was like naturally you were just playing beer pong.
Beer pong seems kind of stupid, but I assume that's all drinking games.
I mean, it's a ton of fun when you're playing it.
That's the same thing with quarters and, right? I mean,
yeah, flip it's like, cup. Why?
Again, I ask the question, why do I need a game in order to drink? Why can't I just drink?
Well, because sometimes games are fun, you jerk.
Maybe when I was 20, but I've had that before where, like, you're at a party now, and I'm like, I'm 41. Just in case you were wondering, I'm not playing a drinking game.
I don't do shots, and you're not playing a drinking
game. Exactly. And let's do shots or not. How about I just sit here and have this drink that I want and leave me alone?
Cornhole a big thing for you guys?
Cornhole came afterwards. That was an adult sort of activity.
And more outdoors.
But I enjoy a cornhole because who doesn't? Who doesn't enjoy a good cornholing?
Mike, when I was in college, you had to put money in the jukebox, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's how you played the music.
Three plays for a buck.
That's right.
Throw it in there.
And it was great when you'd get there early, not everybody was in there, and you could just own the jukebox for a while.
But
there was nobody there, so.
Rob got in there and played the Carpenters and, you know, felt pretty good about it.
Hell yeah.
My bar experiences in college were consistently just jam-packed with people. Because the two bars we went to were just, I mean, it was the hot spot. So we went to Chuck's, which was one of those, like, super divey bars where there was writing all over the walls, you know, and you could just write whatever you wanted on there. And it was just always wall-to-wall
people. Do you have a message that's still there to this day? Is little Mike Lynch, drunk college Mike Lynch?
I might. It might have been more of like a group message, but I don't know. Chuck's is gone. They closed Chuck's, and they built an apartment complex on top of it.
He's got his love for someone carved into a bar top somewhere.
And then there was Fagan's, which every Thursday did flip night. So you would flip a coin, and if you called it right, you got your drink for free. For every single drink. So you could have a very cheap night or a very normal night there, but and that was, of course, wall-to-wall every Thursday as well.
God, I love drinking in college.
I will tell you this, and this is not any way...
so fun.
This is 100% true. In 5 years, never went to a bar in Provo, Utah.
Well, you don't have any.
They don't exist.
Yeah, they do. There's two of them. Never stepped foot in either one.
Probably a good choice.
Yeah.
God, what a weird world.
5 years of college.
What's the limit on ABV that you can have there?
I don't know.
Like 3%?
But you weren't stepping into one of those bars, I'll tell you that right now. They're just waiting. Someone's waiting there to
rat you out. What if you just wanted to get some food?
Someone's waiting there to rat you out, Mike. Guaranteed.
I was only having a burger, sir.
Nope. Didn't even bother. You had to drive up well north. You didn't even go to any of like the surrounding cities. No. If you wanted it, you had to go a minimum 40, 45 minutes away. And then you befriended some of the University of Utah players. You got some of their gear so you could put it on and pretend to be a Utah football player. That was a real thing. Like, hey, why don't you loan me a sweatshirt there? You tend to stick out a little bit when you and a bunch of other fat guys are rolling into a bar. So you just lie, no, we play for Utah.
Could you have pulled the same thing with, like, Weber State or something? Just get any random school that's in Utah and just wear their stuff?
Yeah. But
Utah State?
Yeah, the closest one, though, was Salt Lake. So you just... go to Salt Lake. But yeah, I mean, like when we go to bowl games, that's what we would do. First thing you had to do is you just went and like if you went and like found one of the Tulane players and like, hey man, hook me up. Let's make a little swapsy here and hang out. I hung out with any of the bowl games I played at, I hung out more with the other team than I did my own. It just worked out better that way. You'd get three or four of us and then, you know, it would just become part of the team. Oh, I'm with those guys. Yeah, Marshall, go Thundering Herd or whatever. It worked out better.
All right, there's another one down.
I got Tiger news.
# good content.
Tiger news, huh?
Well, GoFundMe Tiger news.
Like Tiger Woods?
Like Tiger King?
Yeah. Remember, there was a GoFundMe for Joe.
People are raising money for him?
Well.
Cardi B was trying to.
We'll talk about it
Cardi
when we come
B?
Back. Yeah, Cardi B.
What?
Yeah.
We talked about this earlier in the show.
We did?
Yeah, way to pay attention.
Was I here?
You were here.
All right. Here's Mike on The Fan. He may not want to do it, but...
What?
Now at BetterYouToday.com. Hit Get Started today. And here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power!
Hey there, all you cool cats and kittens. We have Tiger news.
Yeah, well, you know, the... Joe Exotic.
With Big Cat Rescue.
Yeah, Joe Exotic. Well, Carol, I guess, is the like she's getting like death threats and stuff. I don't know if you've like
from
Carol,
the show.
Yeah, Carol's like the most hated woman in America now. Like everyone just believes that she killed her husband, which she probably did. But still,
I don't find her the most hateable character in that show. Far from it.
Well, she kind of
she does seem a bit sinister.
Yeah.
But
she puts on that face.
Yeah, like she doesn't. She also seems. Fairly well adjusted.
It's the Jeff guy, the guy from Vegas who came. He's the most hateable character.
Yeah. Have you seen his new
nanny? And by character, I mean person.
He's still running the zoo. Have you seen his new nanny?
I have.
It's good
to
see the.
Nice.
Did you see the post on Barstool from it where they actually DM'd him? It was, what, you sleep with the nanny yet? He said, wouldn't you?
It's good to be Jeff Lowe. I guess, although that dude is
I don't think it is.
He's a charlatan of the highest order.
He is a con man.
Yeah, but I guess Cardi B, of all people, loves her some Joe Exotic and was trying to start a GoFundMe campaign for Joe's legal bill. She claims that Joe got a rotten deal, which, by the way, he did not. If you do any sort of digging into that trial, dude, that guy is guilty as all get out, as is everyone else. And it turns out GoFundMe doesn't allow for legal defense funds for anyone that's convicted of a violent crime.
Oh.
And I did not know that. So GoFundMe has given the big pound sand to Cardi B and Joe Exotic. There will be no money raised.
Why is she doing that? Like, what?
Like,
who thinks that he got a raw deal?
I guess a lot of people. Like, he's become like a cult hero, and a lot of people, like, there's a big movement now where people are trying to get Joe like a new trial, even though no one has seen any of the documents about the first trial. They just saw a Netflix documentary and were like, we want Joe out of prison. By the way, that's the danger of stuff like this. Is you get a bunch of idiots that watch something like that, and we've already convicted in public. We've convicted Carol, who's done nothing wrong, of murdering her husband.
Has she done nothing wrong?
And Joe apparently is innocent, even though there's like a mountain of evidence that he tried to kill Carol.
You know what I think it is about Carol? First of all, wait, two questions.
Yeah.
No, question statement. Is Cardi B an idiot?
Yes.
I know nothing about her.
Yes, she is, but...
I don't know if she's an idiot, but she plays one on the internet.
She's an idiot, but good for her for turning...
And she's famous for what?
She's a rapper.
She's a rapper.
She was a stripper and came from nothing and made herself into
a super successful rapper.
So good for her.
But yeah, I've heard of her.
But yes, every time I listen to her speak, she's an idiot.
Right, it's one of those things where she's gotten really successful, so she's got to be smart in some ways, but... When she speaks, it's like,
Anytime she speaks on anything, whether it be like a current event or politics or whatever, you're just like, oh my God, you're the dumbest person alive. But she has made a tremendous success out of her life. So I give her credit for that.
All right. So my comment would be, I think what it is about Carol in Tiger King that gives her a little bit of credibility is her new husband. Right?
The guy that dresses up as a tiger and
puts the leash around his neck and is on all fours in pictures.
Well, look, they're a little kinky, so what?
Well, Mike had a
nothing wrong with that.
Mike had a shark sex wedding, so I mean,
the guy is
throwing stones.
He seems pretty well adjusted and he swears by her, right?
Like, yeah.
You know, that gives her a little credibility. And he seems like a normal dude.
He's
like the only normal guy in the whole show.
Sure.
Is her new husband.
Yes.
So that helps her. That helps her cause.
But isn't it fascinating that Joe Exotic has become some sort of folk hero, even though he wanted to be a murderer, he just didn't get away with it. And Carol, who at least up until this point hasn't killed anyone that we know of, and she is viewed as a villain.
But she has killed someone.
I just think we love characters. Like, I feel like if you are a killer, but you're a really flamboyant killer, I feel like a lot of people in the country are willing to look the other way.
But
like,
I mean, isn't that still the case with old serial killers? People are obsessed with them. And
yeah.
Not in like the, oh, I'm obsessed about finding out what they did, but like, oh no, I'm obsessed. And when they're out of jail, I want to get with them.
Well, they do. Like a serial killer, like all those ones, they do get a lot of ladies. They get marriage proposals and people like show up at their trials and whatnot. Maybe there's something to that. So I just find it fascinating.
All right, so he's not getting any money from GoFundMe?
Yeah, so that was there was this big thing of everyone was like, yeah, we're going to get Joe a new trial. And GoFundMe said, no, you can't do that. And I wasn't aware of that. But apparently you cannot raise money for the defense of someone who's been convicted of a violent crime.
Cardi B's worth $24 million. Why doesn't she just pay for it?
Well, I think there's something to the fact of she likes Joe Exotic, but not enough to foot the legal bill. Not enough to foot the legal bill for herself. And by the way, if you look up some of the court documents of that case, they've got him dead to rights.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it's not. It's
what
it's,
is he even fighting? Like, how does he even fight that?
I don't know. Not sure. But apparently, he thinks he's gonna get out and is gonna rise to fame. And I guess like he's like living this up. Like he thinks it's
he thinks
it's the greatest thing ever.
Because everybody's talking about it.
Everyone's talking about
it. He is an attention whore.
Yes.
All right.
I just thought that was mildly amusing that she was going to set up a GoFundMe account and they were like, yeah, no.
Eric Smanl is in?
Yeah.
Do you remember Eric?
Yes, sales bro extraordinaire.
Yeah, turned sales manager extraordinaire. Eric Simano was the guy who walked in here in, God, probably 2005 or something, and we said, yeah, he won't last a month.
Yeah, he was here forever.
Yeah, and he just left a couple years ago.
Yeah.
He says the husband did it.
The husband?
His hot take is that her new husband killed her old husband.
Oh, I could see that.
He says he's the quiet killer.
Well, someone
I
there,
can't see that.
Someone there killed him.
I mean, did he meet Carol while she was still with the other
they
guy?
They don't ever say that.
Yeah.
But the most damning thing about that was the bro that we had on that lived at, like, he went there and did a podcast on Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
He said that Carol is on tape. It wasn't in the documentary, but Carol has said and told people that if they start digging around and like, find bones, I'm in trouble. Ergo,
now, does that mean
I buried my husband's body?
Human bones or tiger bones?
She said human bones.
Because she's not supposed to be killing tigers either.
Well, yeah, but that's what the guy said. And that wasn't in the documentary.
No.
That would have been nice to know.
Yeah, that was a restraining.
The documentary set it up as like, did she or didn't she? There's this and then there's that.
Yeah.
But
that was
come on.
That was the, she had another lover after her husband that she got a restraining order against her. Because apparently, she's scary.
Carol.
Either way, don't piss off Carol. Don't piss off someone that owns like 200 tigers. Important safety tip.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 feet.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080, The Fan.
What's up, you big goober?
So, let me ask you this. Why don't the two of them just leave each other alone?
Who?
The tiger guy and the crazy lady that may or may not have fed her husband to the tiger. They live, one's in Oklahoma, one's in Florida. It's not like they live in the same town. Literally, just ignore each other and you could both go on doing whatever it is you do.
Have you watched it?
I've watched everything. I haven't watched the last episode yet.
Okay.
But seriously, like, just ignore him.
Well, she's not going to ignore him because that's exactly what she set out to do, was
to shut
guys like him down.
And but she's not doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, but she's not. She's a rescue.
She's
not doing the same thing. She's not breeding tiger cubs.
Yes, she's not.
No, she's
I'll
not.
Tell you this. All animal rescue people are nuts. It's a fact. And apparently, by watching this, anybody even remotely involved in big cats is nuts, because there's not one normal person on that show.
I will give you this, John. I'm not going to say nuts, but I do feel that people that are really, really heavily involved in animal rescue, they do seem to be a bit off kilter in my experience.
And I used to work in that field, and I had many, many dealings with animal rescue people, and their hearts are in the right place. But their basic philosophy is, oh my gosh, they're going to kill all those cats, so I'll let 70 of them live in my house. That's crazy. I understand nobody wants cats to die, but that's crazy.
Look, she's probably on the spectrum, but she is not the same as him. And the biggest distinction is she does... Okay, the similarity is she does have like a park and people pay money to...
See
the animals.
She's making money off of big cats.
But she does not breed tiger cubs. The reason Joe has tigers is to have the cubs so that he can make money off the cubs, and then he kills the tigers when they're too old.
Or sells them off. Right.
Or sells them off. She just gives them a place to live out their lives because you can't put them back in the wild. So there is a difference between the two. Now, I'm not saying she's not badass crazy, but there is a difference between the two.
Well, my whole thing is just he could ignore. It's not like she comes to his house and stands outside. Like, just ignore her and go about your business. And it ruined his life. Not that he had a great life anyway. The guy's weird. But he was making money. Just keep doing it and make money, obviously.
Yeah.
His obsession with her ruined his life.
Yes. Yeah, his ego got in the way. And the thing about it is that Doc guy, I guarantee you she's going after him too, but he's just a smarter version of Joe. Like, he knows how to fight her.
Right.
Like, in the courts, you know, and stuff. Like, she can't just shut you down. You got to have...
You got to engage her in that.
There's got to be reasons she's coming after all of them, but...
Here's the problem with your whole premise, John, is you are thinking as a rational human being, and they're all crazy, and you can't you can't rationalize crazy. That's like saying, like, why did Jeffrey Dahmer eat people? Well, because he's crazy. Why do you have 227 tigers? Because you're crazy. It's a different kind of crazy, but you're still crazy. They're all running cults.
There is some truth to that. I'll give you that. It is a rational argument for an irrational situation. But I will say that anybody even remotely, like, you think in the world, do you think in the world there's one big cat person that's normal? I say no.
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 Yeah.
No. So, you know, did you hear their interview with the podcast, the guy who did the podcast on this?
No.
He had a great answer to that, because I was asking him, like, what is it about the exotic animal trade that attracts these ne'er-do-wells? And he was like, well, they're not really ne'er-do-wells. He's like, you just think about it. It's people who take everything to extremes, right? They love extreme animals. And that bleeds into every element of their life, where they make the extreme decision every single time.
So that was sort of answered my question. I was going to ask you, are they crazy and then they get big cats, or are they normal? They
no,
get big cats.
No. They're wired to be attracted to the craziness of exotic animals.
Something else would have gotten them, you know, if it wasn't big cats.
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Camel.
All right. Yeah, camel. see you later. Love your buddy.
All right. See you guys.
All right. Andrew Nemec still quarantining. So ESPN Radio coming up next. How about that? All right.
He's on Thursdays again now.
Oh, yeah, cool. So he'll be on Thursday. Or maybe he won't. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
I'll be back tomorrow. I know that.
We'll be on 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red ships of Spain. Red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.